When was this decision made? I mean, we knew we were closing December 30th initially. At what point did you start reconsidering that?
That was about a month or so ago. The tempo of aircraft leaving and some of the other collections leaving just made us rethink. There's not really going to be much left for people to see toward the end of the year. So staying open was just kind of a losing proposition. It would cost us to pay staff, you know, to charge people admission for not much to see. It winds up being a money sink rather than kind of helping us go further. So
that is a good thing to know about all these things. A lot of the artifacts, planes, other military material has a home. Where has some of it gone at this point?
We have airplanes. The Air Force Museum is basically in charge. Air Force Museum and National Museum of Naval Aviation are in charge of relocating the majority of the airplanes. And so they've been doing a great job with that, and they have things going pretty much across the country. We have an airplane in Michigan. We have an airplane, perhaps a couple airplanes that are going to the St. Louis area. One went to Dayton, to the Air Force Museum, and we're working on one of them going to Edwards Air Force Base. So literally just all across the country. I think F-84 and our helicopter are in Tennessee. So yeah, just literally all over the country.
Any chance anything in here, whatever it be, end up somewhere else in Illinois?
Airplanes, probably not. There really aren't any other institutions, to my knowledge, that interested in acquiring airplanes or who the Air Force Museum are willing to loan aircraft to. However, I am trying to work and make sure that other artifacts do stay, not just in Illinois, but in the Champaign County area at some of the other museums and archives. So we are trying to keep as much as we can in the area.
What about for Rantoul itself? I mean, I know it was some discussion about the, you know, the turn, the rocket at the mm-hmm. turn, and anything else left here that right. might find a home in Rantoul.
Right. Well, obviously, the Historical Society isn't in a position to deal with aircraft, but we are working closely with them to make sure that as we phase out, they have material that can tell the Chanute story here in Rantoul.
What's the mood around here? Have you been able to maybe bring in a few more supporters in the last few days, going that your days are numbered?
Yeah, our visitation numbers have been excellent since we announced that we were closing. Unfortunately, that's not real. Those numbers aren't real. That's basically a response to our closing. So, you know, we can't second guess ourselves, but our visitation numbers have been really good, you know, basically all year because of the announcement to close. And I really haven't noticed any change. You know, the early closure, the numbers have stayed pretty steady, which is a good thing because, again, that generates revenue for us to gracefully continue winding things up.
This is the last marker indicating that there was, you know, an Air Force base here. You mentioned other possibilities in Champaign County. You would hope there'd be some, wherever it be in the county, some indication to remind people that of what, you know, the military history here.
Sure. You know, sadly, no one is going to be able to spend the resources and effort to tell that Chanute story like we were able to. And so that is, you know, that chapter is over. No one will be able to spend the amount of effort that we did on that. However, there are other organizations that are at least going to have pieces of that history and the ability to tell that history within their mission. So, you know, it's not going away, but it's certainly not going to be, you know, that story is not going to be as highlighted as it has been with us being here. You know, staff are still going to be on site working on getting collections transferred out, facilitating aircraft movement, and basically doing all the stuff we've been doing, but we just won't have visitors in here. And so that'll allow us to get, you know, exhibit material taken down and just allow us to get down to brass tacks with getting collections safely out the door to other museums and other archives and things like that.